Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Pod Network Entertainment.
This episode may cover sensitive topics like sexual assault, domestic violence, stalking, depression, and suicide, which could be triggering. While we recognize the challenges this content may pose, we advise you to prioritize your safety and well-being.
Shocking, sad, revealing, and deeply researched, PH Murder Stories podcast covers the true account of infamous killings and true crime stories from the Philippines.
There's no such thing as questions, just hidden answers. Stay tuned as we revisit the inconceivable crimes that exist.
Some listeners may find the following content of PH Murder Stories highly disturbing due to its graphic nature. PH Murder Stories does not condone nor promote violence of all sorts.
Viewer discretion is advised.
On March 11, 2019, Christine Silawan, a 16-year-old high school student, was found dead in a vacant lot in Lapu-Lapu City, Cebu. Half of her face was skinned to the skull, her body was stabbed 20 times, and she had signs of sexual assault.
The gruesome nature that Christine Silawan endured from her killer sparked nationwide outrage, which led to various groups urging the government to reinstate the death penalty. If you're on Spotify, we would like to know your thoughts on this in the polls. You're listening to the PH Murder Stories podcast, and this is the second episode of Season 4. If you feel like supporting our show even more, you may give us a tip on GCash. Visit our pinned post on our Instagram profile, at PH Murder Stories. Any amount you donate will be deeply appreciated by our team.
Christine Lee Silawan was a 16-year-old high school student who was a devoted churchgoer in her community. Her family resides in Lapu-Lapu City, Cebu. On March 10, 2019, Christine attended a church service. Her family grew concerned when she did not return home that night. They reported her missing to the local authorities the following day on March 11, 2019.
On the morning of March 11, 2019, Christine Silawan's lifeless body was discovered in an abandoned lot in Barangay Bangkal, Lapu-Lapu City. Her body was found partially naked, with severe injuries to her face and neck. Most shockingly, her face had been skinned off. According to the autopsy report conducted by the Philippine National Police Crime Lab in Central Visayas, Christine Silawan died due to 20 stab wounds. In addition, experts uncovered that the victim had missing body parts, particularly her trachea, tongue, esophagus, right ear, and portions of her neck. However, the PNP Crime Lab claimed that Silawan wasn't raped.
The PNP Crime Lab's findings on the autopsy were debunked on April 2, 2019 by the Public Attorney's Office forensic team. According to their findings, Christine Silawan was raped as there was bleeding in her genitals. And they also discovered that the perpetrator probably used acid before he peeled off the victim's face. As for the cause of death, the forensic team from the Public Attorney's Office found that Christine Silawan was strangled to death using a rope and suspected that there could be three people who had been involved in the gruesome murder of the 16-year-old.
Initially, there were two suspects in this case. First, the PNP suspected a man named Jonas Martel Bueno due to having the same modus operandi. The first suspect resided in Danao City, Cebu, and was the main suspect together with his brother Juvie and Junrey for the murder of 62-year-old Trinidad Batukan on January 13, 2019. The victim was gruesomely killed in almost the same way as Christine Silawan was murdered. Trinidad Batukan's face was also skinned and her chest was removed. Earlier, the police had already killed Juvie and Junrey in an operation on January 18, 2019, which left Jonas Bueno as the remaining suspect. Police reports also claim that the three brothers had founded a cannibal cult after leaving the Communist New People's Army. During his arrest in Davao City, Jonas Bueno admitted to the killing of Trinidad Batukan but denied his involvement with the Christine Silawan murder case, which the authorities verified his alibi.
The second initial suspect was the victim's 17-year-old ex-boyfriend, whose name cannot be mentioned since he was considered a minor at the time. According to the NBI 7 Cybercrime Division, Christine Silawan was most likely killed around 6 to 7 p.m. on March 10, 2019, and a fake Facebook account was used to lure the victim to her death. In a CCTV footage, authorities claimed that Christine Silawan was with her ex-boyfriend at around 6 p.m. However, the CCTV footage was not clear enough to show the man's face that was following and later alongside Christine Silawan. Upon reviewing the victim's digital activity prior to her gruesome death, the authorities uncovered that Christine Silawan broke up with her ex-boyfriend a few days before her murder, while other messages from the victim and her ex-boyfriend appear to have been deleted. However, they could not prove that the victim's ex was behind the creation of a fake Facebook account. The NBI was not enthusiastically sure about pinpointing the gruesome crime to the 17-year-old boyfriend, as they claimed that the suspect could not have been alone when the crime was committed. But it was enough to convince the victim's mother, Lourdes Silawan, to believe that her daughter's ex and other cohorts were behind the gruesome killing. Regardless, the NBI found probable cause to charge the minor with murder and cybercrime, as they claimed that the suspect used Facebook as a tool to lure the victim.
The NBI arrested Christine Silawan's ex-boyfriend, but he remained under the custody of the Department of Social Welfare and Development. The DSWD conducted a discernment procedure for the 17-year-old suspect to figure out if he could be charged in court. According to the DSWD Region 7, the discernment procedure was necessary to determine if there was a presence or absence of discernment during the commission of the crime. In context, the discernment procedure is often applied to children in conflict with the law, who are above 15 years old but not older than 18 years old. The 17-year-old suspect passed the discernment test, and the findings confirmed that he was in the right mind when he allegedly committed the crime. A drug test was also conducted on the minor, and the result was negative. However, the claims of the authorities were all debunked by the 17-year-old's family, as they argued the minor had a solid alibi at the time of Christine Silawan's murder.
Iginiit ng ina ng 17-anyos na suspect sa pagpatay ng dalagita sa Lapu-Lapu City, Cebu na inosente ang kanyang anak. Nahuli ng NBI noong Sabado ng hapon ang binatilyo sa kanilang bahay.
Og gana kung anak o kriminal pa na.
Giit niya kung kriminal ang anak niya, sana tumakbo na ito nung dumating ang mga taga-NBI. Katunayan, ayon sa ina, ang anak pa niya ang nagbukas ng pinto ng maghain ng search warrant ang NBI. Pero ayon sa NBI 7, pinagbasehan nila ang testimonya ng mga nakakita at tumugma ito sa kuha ng CCTV. Makikitang nagmamadali sa paglalakad palayo ng simbahan ang biktima, na sinusundan ng isang lalaki sa barangay Pahak alas 6:12 ng gabi noong March 10. Ayon sa NBI, sinabi sa kanila ng mga nakakita na ang binatilyo ang lalaking sumusunod sa biktima. Pero ayon sa ina ng binatilyo, sa mga oras na iyon, naglalaro ang anak ng basketball kasama ang kanyang mga kaibigan. Sinabi naman ng kaibigan ng Binatilio na nagtitinda rin ng pagkain malapit sa basketball court, bumili ng balot ang Binatilio sa kanya bandang alas 7 o alas 8 at pagkatapos kumain ay umuwi na ito. Sinuri naman ng NBI ang palitan ng messages ng biktima at suspect sa social media. Natuklasan nila na may binurang ilang messages. Inaalam nila ngayon kung kailan binura ang messages. Titingnan din ng NBI ang impormasyon ng gumamit ang suspect ng ibang account para mapapayag ang biktima sa kanilang pagkikita noong March 10.
Yung bago niyang manliligaw doon sa chat, nag-request na mag-eyeball sila doon sa may simbahan, mga 6 o'clock. Eh hindi naman yung bago niyang kakilala ang pumunta doon na nakita niya doon yung suspect niya.
Isinailalim sa drug test ang Binatilio at nag-negatibo ang resulta.
The authorities gained mixed reactions from the public for arresting a 17-year-old minor. It appears that his alibi was valid, and various statements pertaining to the 17-year-old suspect were all circumstantial evidence. There were no eyewitnesses and no DNA evidence to prove that the 17-year-old was the one that stabbed and raped Christine Silawan. On the other hand, the PNP was looking at a different angle besides the NBI's assumptions on Silawan's ex-boyfriend and uncovered substantial evidence from a previous person of interest earlier in the Silawan murder case investigation. The suspect's name was Renato Lienes. He was a 43-year-old male who was already under the drug watch list of the authorities. Colonel Lemuel Obon, the chief of the Lapu-Lapu City Police Station, thoroughly reviewed the full CCTV footage from where Christine Silawan was last seen alive and showed the man caught in the footage with the victim to members of the Sacred Heart Parish where Christine Silawan often went to. Various witnesses confirmed that Renato Lienes' body figure and clothes matched those captured by the CCTV footage.
On April 9, 2019, the police invited Renato Lienes for questioning and instead found him to be in possession of a .45 caliber pistol loaded with ammunition. Thus, he was arrested for possession of an unlicensed firearm and the violation of the election gun ban. 2 days later, the PNP, led by then-PNP Chief Oscar Albayalde, presented Lienes to the media and confessed to the gruesome killing of Christine Silawan. According to the suspect, he gained knowledge to peel off a person's face and neck from Facebook and YouTube, including the infamous Momo Challenge that lures children into committing several crimes and inflicting self-harm. Lienes also admitted to using dummy accounts on Facebook to lure Christine Silawan. He claimed that he began frequently chatting with the victim on Facebook Messenger in November 2018. They eventually became a couple without the victim knowing his real identity. On March 10, 2019, both agreed to meet up at the Sacred Heart Parish in Lapu-Lapu City, where Christine Silawan usually goes to church. Lienes claimed that he was under the influence of illegal substances at this time.
After seeing each other for the first time, Renato Lienes told Christine Silawan that he was the driver of her chatmate. But when the victim finally guessed that the suspect was catfishing her, she decided to go home. However, Lienes insisted on walking Silawan home and kept on conversing with her. But along the way, he stopped and invited Silawan to have sex with him, to which Silawan profusely objected and told Lienes that she was no longer a virgin. Lienes claimed that he got mad about learning that his victim was not a virgin and brought her to a dark area in Sitio Mahayahay, Barangay Bangkal, Lapu-Lapu City, and stabbed her multiple times using a pair of scissors. The suspect also told the media that he used the scissors to peel off Silawan's face so it would be harder to identify her sooner. Afterward, he disposed of the victim's belongings. In addition, the suspect conveyed to reporters that he confessed to the crime because his conscience was haunting him and called on to the authorities to release Christine Silawan's 17-year-old ex-boyfriend as the minor had nothing to do with the gruesome murder. However, Lienes denied that he raped Silawan or took her missing internal organs, which remains to be unknown.
Confirming the confession of Lienes, the authorities have retrieved pieces of evidence linking Lienes to the crime, such as the bloodied scissors and his shirt with traces of blood. Investigators also uncovered that Lienes used 3 dummy accounts on Facebook to lure Silawan into a relationship starting in November 2018. The accounts under the name of CJ Diaz feature the face of a teenage boy who doesn't resemble Lienes at all. The explicit exchanges between the dummy accounts and Silawan's account that were uncovered by the investigation have proven that both were in a love affair with one another.
On June 7, 2019, despite confessing to the crime, Lienes' camp had tried to enter into a plea bargain agreement wherein he would enter a guilty plea with the condition that the case would be downgraded to homicide instead of murder. However, the prosecution camp did not agree to the plea bargain as they were confident of claiming a conviction with their evidence on hand. Court proceedings regarding the case were stalled due to the government-imposed lockdown. The prosecution had already presented one witness from the police force to testify how Lienes became their suspect for the gruesome killing of Christine Silawan.
On May 24, 2020, a year after confessing to the gruesome crime, Renato Lienes was found dead inside his detention cell's comfort room at the Lapu-Lapu City Jail after purportedly taking his own life. According to the authorities, the fellow inmates of Lienes used to tease him about what he did to Silawan, which probably became the reason why he took his own life. Subsequently, the case of Christine Silawan's killing was closed. This case, even among various unsolved killings in the past, is arguably one of the most complex cases of the 2000s. 16-year-old Christine Silawan was lured to her gruesome death because her 43-year-old killer catfished her through various dummy Facebook accounts posing as a teenage boy. Aside from raising our awareness about catfishing, we should also call on social media networking sites to try harder to secure and validate users of their platforms, to make sure that what happened to Christine Silawan won't happen to anyone ever again. Thank you for listening to PH Murder Stories.
If you like this episode, give us a 5-star rating on Spotify and Apple Podcasts.
You can also support our show on Patreon. Any amount you donate would benefit our team to keep doing what we love, which is to provide more true crime episodes for our listeners. Link in the description.
For further updates from our show, follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at PH Murder Stories. And subscribe to our YouTube channel at PH Murder Stories.
The opinions of podcast creators, hosts, and guests are not necessarily reflective of the official stance of the Pod Network Entertainment, its hosts, or other network programs. The content created by the people behind the podcast is personal and not meant to harm any religion, ethnicity, group, organization, company, or individual.